distant. I mean, the time, give them time to go and hide. And when they got all got hit, they'd say, well, all eyes open, and
look out. Three, here I come.
Here I come. And then they'd try to get to be the first one. Well, the last one, to try and put the hat on it. The last one got that, have to count catch them for the next time.
And they'd have to try to come in and touch that. Yeah. What would it be?
Well, it'd be a post or a tree or the building or something.
They call that
the base or something, whatever. I don't really
know. Usually, if the
one
is out hunting, they run in,
they'd
holler, I'm home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the home, of course. And the last thing got in had to stand out.
The one got caught. The first one got caught. If that was hunting, if he caught him, he'd be on to it.
Yeah. Now, when you were a boy, they probably didn't play football or anything.
They didn't play football in my day. But they played town ball, they called it, at school. Mm-hmm. They made the ball out of yarn or cotton, and they played that, they called it town ball. Mm-hmm. Well, they've had another, they played with a ball over the house. Mm-hmm. They thought it over the
ain't
near
over.
They called that ain't near over. Mm-hmm. And they played one and over. That's boys played that game, and they jumped this boy. One of them would have to go down. He bent over, and then they jump him, and they just keep jumping him out here, and you maybe get him out there 25 or 30 feet, and you have so many hops you could hop, and they'd tell you how many hops, and. They used to play that. We used to come to town here and play that every Saturday and other days with these boys down here. Mm-hmm. And from, it's
nowadays, like in football, do you know what they call that thing that stands at the end of the football field? That they have to kick that ball over at the.
That's the goal there. Goal post.
Now,
and a basketball, it's a basketball. They call it basketball. They throw it through here.
Well, if you throw a ball, you'd ask somebody to, if you wanted to get out and play pitch or something with somebody, you'd throw it and ask somebody else to.
It's called catch the ball.
And if you were talking about, and you said, well, now yesterday I threw the ball and he.
You catch the ball.
And now, if you might sometime have been fishing and say, well, you know, I've been fishing for buffalo, I think you told me was a common fish. You might say, well, I've been fishing for buffalo, but I haven't.
Caught a fish?
I hadn't
known about it. Caught a fish.
And if you were arranging a meeting with somebody, you just meet them in town, you might say, now, let's meet in town. But now, if I get there first, I'll.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. And if wait. For you, or
yeah, wait for you.
And now, if you were just about to give a child a spanking, you might that little child might look up at you and say, "Oh, please, give me another."
Change. Don't do that. Don't do that.
If a man's in a good mood, sometimes instead of saying he's in a good mood, you might say he's in a good
humor.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had mice or something like that. And you, of course, didn't want them around anymore. You'd say you need to get
some mouse traps or some poison or whatever.
And have you ever heard people say, instead of saying get rid of something, they'd say another way of saying get rid of something would be to get
lost.
Get shut of